Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonzer joining us as we talk about the latest on our cattle markets with Glenn in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know the checkoff's being utilized to share the beef sustainability story with consumers. Tell me more.
Absolutely. As many cattlemen and women know, some individual organizations and companies spread misinformation about cattle's role in the environment. The Beef Checkoff works tirelessly to combat this message through scientifically proven research because ultimately the truth is in the science. For years, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars into beef sustainability research to learn, understand, and strategically communicate beef's place in a sustainable food system. This research provides a basis for most checkoff-funded advertising campaigns and other initiatives. Beef sustainability message is then communicated to many audiences, including consumers, registered dietitians, the scientific community, influencer, chefs, and communities abroad through a fully integrated marketing approach.
Learn more at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. You might remember a few days before the 4th of July, livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Beal was saying that we were on the cusp of being current in feedlot country. Dr. Peel's colleague, Dr. Glenn Tonzer, says that based on what he's seen and what the Livestock Market Information Center is seeing, we're probably just about there, indicating that we've got the opportunity in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter of probably seeing fewer cattle being slaughtered, and that could give us some leverage on the side of the feedlot into the business.
For the third quarter here, because you know we're on the start of that, I think it's good and timely, they're forecasting about 2.5% lower slaughter here in the third quarter than we had in 2020, corresponding with about $1.18 cash prices. Sitting here today, that would feel a little bit pessimistic. As I said, 124 is where we're at now. But looking at the fourth quarter, almost a full 4% fewer cattle slaughtered compared to 2021, and then prices coming in about 121, 122. Why am I highlighting that? The reductions in slaughter numbers are the real things I'm trying to highlight, is we are on our pace. I think we're going to have fewer cattle going through the system as 2021 proceeds. If, and I purposely repeated that, we maintain strong beef demand as signaled by robust cutout prices, is going back to where we were a minute ago, there's certainly room for live fed cattle prices to come up with that. If we have fewer cattle coming in the system, that is where my words of caution come in, is I would like us to see a retained strong cutout price, which would enable those fewer head to be worth more. My best guess sitting here today is that's what we're going to see, and I hope we confirm that in the weeks ahead.
Dr. Tonzer says he's optimistic about where we're going in the second half of 2021 as far as cattle prices are concerned, wholesale box beef prices as well. He says a lot of that is due to very solid beef demand. While he can't give any numbers out from his latest beef demand monitor as of yet, he says when those numbers come out, you're going to like them.
June, and actually more broadly, the first 6 months of 2021, I can tell you meat demand has been quite robust. That is good. For listeners that are maybe new or don't regularly listen to us, go to our Ag Manager website. You can look at past monthly reports. I will also say, and this is probably 2 weeks early, is one of the things in that meat demand monitor project, which is both beef and pork checkoff funded, for those who aren't familiar with it, ongoing survey effort, is we put out a report every 6 months as well as the standard short ones monthly. So now that the first 6 months of 2021 are done, in my quote-unquote spare time, I'm working on pulling together that multi-month report. That is helpful for documenting these trends. The punchline is beef demand has been quite strong via all market channels, and it is a core reason we've had higher cutout prices, and I think it's a core reason we've had improvement in fed cattle prices in recent weeks as well.
And circling back around to those comments that we referenced, Dr. Darrell Peel talking about getting more current, maybe getting some leverage back on the side of the feedlot end of the business. Dr. Tonzer says that the numbers that we had just before the 4th of July moving through the pipeline are very encouraging.
We do have higher volumes of fed cattle moving. The processing volumes remain strong. So initial estimates, including Saturday, was 623,000 head. That's down about 661 from the week before, but up notably from 581 the prior year. It feels like we have a steady footing going with processing. That's why I know say that. It's not free. The industry still, you know, we're not to the levels we were before 2019 because we are running at higher costs and a little bit of restrictions, but we are working our way through these fed cattle inventories. And there's reason for optimism that, you know, the quote unquote backlog is, I think, a fair amount behind us, and we're on our way to getting more and more current. We're seeing that in the stronger live prices, so the cash prices being flat, have gained on the cutout recently. I think that's a core reason for that.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against stripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.